I would like to call the February 20th, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Ms. Burns, may we have roll call, please?
Yes. Ms. Carroll?
Here.
Ms. Lowe?
Here.
Mr. McMahon?
Present.
Mr. Stanton?
Also present.
Mr. Strodman?
Also present.
Ms. Rushing?
Here.
Ms. Russell?
Well, I'm also present.
Mr. Tuohy?
Here.
I am also present. We have nine. We have a quorum.
We are all present. Mr. Zenner, are there any changes to the agenda?
I'd like to give you a present. No, there aren't.
I'd like to move to approve the agenda.
I second that.
Second, Mr. Stanton. I'll take thumbs up. Approval on the agenda. Thank you very much. That was unanimous. Everyone should have gotten a copy of the February 6th meeting minutes. Any changes or edits to those?
I move to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton.
Second.
Second by Ms. Russell.
They were really short.
I'll take thumbs up approval of those meeting minutes. Unanimous with one abstention from me. All right, that moves us into subdivisions. Our first and only case of the evening is case 05-2020, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of Columbia Public Schools for approval of a one-lot final plat of R1, one-family dwelling district, zone property to be known as Rockbridge Elementary Subdivision. The 16.62-acre subject site is located at the southeast corner of Providence Road and Highway 163 and is commonly addressed as 5151 South Highway 163. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you stated, this is a final minor plat for property owned by the Columbia Public Schools. They currently have their Rockbridge Elementary School there. It is a final minor plat, so there was public information, postcards, and a public information meeting was held on January 14th. Here's kind of an oblique aerial of the property. As you can see, kind of a flag-shaped lot with the bulk of the 16 acres plus there at the southeast intersection of Highway 163 in Providence with about a 40-foot strip extending south of the site. So this consolidates a few parcels that they had on that site into one buildable lot, which is generally the purpose of this plat, to consolidate these properties for the purposes of future development on the site. A couple things to note, additional right-of-ways being dedicated along Highway 163. I did note there it's not 100% standard across there, but it is consistent with a engineering study that's been done for the extension of Gans Road. So you see 50 feet half-width kind of on the east part of the property and 43 half-width on the other side, which is consistent with the roadway right-of-way that was recommended in that study. And they will be constructing a headway along Gans Road. Oh, excuse me. It's 163 now. It will be Gans in the future. With that being said, we are recommending approval of the final plat, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Before we move on to questions for staff, I would like to ask any commissioners who has had expertise on this case to please share that with the commission now so we all have that information on behalf of the case in front of us. Seeing none, are there any questions for staff? I see none. This isn't a public hearing, but as a matter of course, we typically do invite any public who would like to share information on behalf of the case to come forward and give us that information now. If there is anyone that would like to come forward, please give us your name and address for the record. Seeing none, we will close public hearing. Commission discussion.
If there is, no. In the matter of case 5-20220, minor plat for the CBS, I move to approve.
Second.
Mr. Stanton, second. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on that motion? I see none. Ms. Burns, may we have roll call, please?
Ms. Carroll.
My vote is yes.
Ms. Lowe.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Aye.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
Ms. Russell.
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
My vote is yes. 9-0, motion carries.
Thank you. Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. That closes our subdivision section for the evening and our cases. Are there any public comments for the evening? I see none. Are there any staff, short, brief staff comments for the evening?
Well, you have already surpassed your last meeting, so I'll just be a little bit lengthy. We do have a meeting coming up, and that will be on March 5th. We will not have such a short meeting on March 5th, so enjoy your early night. On that meeting, we will be having three items, and our upcoming cases are two plan district plan revisions, one that will have a design adjustment associated with it out at Old Hawthorne. We have a revision to the former Taylor House B&B property, that is the 716 West Broadway parcel. And then, as we have discussed this evening during our work session, you will have a discussion and another public hearing on the UDC revisions for the short-term rental ordinance, the remand hearing. And as we've discussed this evening, the ordinance will be before. It's out for public comment right now, and we will be providing any additional comments that we receive from the public as a part of your March 5 packet for you to review in advance of the meeting. And then, of course, we'll have the floor open for those citizens that are interested to speak to the ordinance as revised from the March 3rd City Council meeting. And that is the ordinance that will be before you for consideration. Location-wise, here are our two projects. Obviously, we're familiar with where the B&B is, or the former B&B for the Taylor House, and then the Old Hawthorne project here on the 9th inside the Old Hawthorne development. So that is what you have on your agenda. Your March 5th work session will be another joint work session between both the city and the county. We will be in Conference Room 1A and 1B. The topics that will be discussed will be the updated boundary map based upon recommendations that were offered by the commissions, so you can see that. And then there will be a comparative analysis of the city and the county's planning processes, which was another item that I think that our commission was desiring to have a little bit better understanding of how the county processes and considers land use changes and development approval, given that the West Area Plan is entirely within their jurisdiction and may potentially be so for the near future. So Mr. Yonke and Mr. Shawver, the planning director, Stan Shawver, will be present and likely be providing some background and history. And of course, for the purposes of the county commissioners to understand better our process, I and Mr. Teddy will probably be providing a little bit of insight into that. Should be a good conversation. We will again then be meeting in April, I believe, to go over the data-related matters and to answer some of the questions as it relates to wetlands and other environmental features and some utility-related questions that came up during our February 6th meeting. We will also have that as part of the boundary mapping changes, so you'll be able to see a little bit more about how the infrastructure and the environmental limitations are affecting the boundaries that have been proposed within the sub-areas, and hopefully be able to have a more clear direction as to what boundary choice you like, so we can then start to acquire data to report back to you based on those bounded areas. I thank you very much for your time, your attention, the conversation we had this evening, which was very informative. During our work session, I would also like to inform you that the gentleman sitting behind me has decided to go serve his country, and we will be losing Mr. Caldera for several months after the March 5th Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
Because of the mask.
Yes. He has decided to sign up for a JAG officer within our Army Reserve, and we need to send him down to be shaved and jug-headed and then trained and have the military beat into him. He will come back a completely thinner individual and far more rigid than he is right now. But we are going to be served by others from the law department in his absence, and questions should not be, you know, limited by the commission that are challenging. Go ahead and let the law department that's filling in for his stead feel his pain. With that in mind, he will be back in July, if I recall correctly, so I think we will get him back for the second meeting in July, we wish him well. Thank you very much. Let's call this meeting to order, or to an end.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Commissioner comments.
I move to approve.
I mean, adjourn.
Second.
A second by Ms. Burns, unless Mr. McMahon has.
Mr. Zinner, the PD revisions will go before the remand hearing, will they not?
Oh, no. I think I'll do them.
That's evil. That's why I asked that question.
No, they will be before. We will have them teed up so we can get those two out of the way.
On that, I'm going to accept the motion to adjourn, and we're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.